USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has lost 16,000 troops so far in their invasion into Ukraine. In an address Friday, Zelensky said high-ranking commanders are among the dead. The Russian Ministry of Defense said about 1,300 of its military personnel have been killed. Senior NATO military officials estimate Russian troop casualties somewhere between 7,000 to 15,000. President Biden thanked American troops overseas in Poland.
The rest of the world looks at you and sees who you are. They see you are a multi-ethnic group of Americans that are, in fact, together and united in one resolve.
Top GOP members in Congress are coming to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's defense. The justice has faced calls to recuse himself from any cases dealing with last year's Capitol riot after reports surfaced detailing text messages between his wife and then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Democrats are solely to blame for rising inflation, so says House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
We've watched with this one-party rule, not just from gasoline, but this one-party rule, their policies have created this damage in so many ways.
For the second time in 10 days, a Washington State Police officer has been killed in the line of duty. Officials in Everett, just north of Seattle, say 41-year-old Officer Dan Roca was shot while responding to a report of a suspicious person in a Starbucks parking lot Friday afternoon. This is Everett Police Chief Dan Templeman.
He's a loving husband, father, and part of a large extended family. He leaves behind his wife of over 15 years and his two young sons.
The Supreme Court is blocking a lower court order that would have let elite military members opt out of getting vaccinated against COVID-19. The ruling reiterated that the Biden administration has the authority to take into account vaccination status when deciding deployment status of military members, including elite Navy SEALs. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Donald Trump is suing Hillary Clinton.
Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact already proven through many, many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
St. Peter's is still dancing in the NCAA tournament. The Peacock became the first 15 seed to make the Elite Eight in tournament history after upsetting Purdue 67-64 in the Sweet 16. Elsewhere, the last remaining one seed will survive for at least a couple more days as the Kansas Jayhawks beat Providence 66-61. Miami is heading to the Elite Eight for the first time in school history with a 70-56 win over Iowa State. North Carolina took down UCLA 73-66. Tonight, Duke will try to extend Coach K's career for another week. They'll take on Arkansas in the Elite Eight. Also on tap, Houston and Villanova play for a chance to head to the Final Four. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins is dead. The band announced his death in an Instagram post. The band is currently on tour in South America. The band was scheduled to perform at Lollapalooza Brazil Sunday. There's no word on if that show will take place now. The cause of death was not released. Hawkins is survived by his wife and three children. He was 50. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.